Well, this month being Earth Month, I thought we'd have a little bit of a look at recycling and some of the new initiatives that are out and about to recycle. Now, one organisation that does a lot of that pretty well is TerraCycle. They look after a lot of those hard-to-recycle items, pretty much like every joke that I've ever had. To talk to us about their latest initiative, it's Gemma Kazarepa. Good morning, Gemma. Firstly, the latest initiative that you guys have got going, can you tell us about that this morning?
Absolutely. So we're calling on members of the community to sign up to TerraCycle and start recycling their hard-to-recycle waste. So things like toothbrushes, coffee capsules, soft plastic snack wrappers and things like that. And what we want people to do is to take that extra step and actually become recycling hubs for their community. So public drop-off points where any member of the community can come along and drop off their waste, send it back to us to be recycled.
Isn't it amazing how far recycling has come, Gemma? Because you just mentioned there, like the toothbrush, I would never give that a thought. I would just, I've used that for a few weeks and toss it straight in the bin. But there's so many items, aren't there, those everyday things that we should be recycling around so they don't end up as landfill.
Absolutely. So, around 80% of what we use on a daily basis can actually be recycled. It's just a matter of whether or not it's economically viable to do so. So if you take something like a toothbrush, for example, it's a very expensive process to recycle it because you've got lots of different plastics in the one brush. So separating it and then processing it can be a costly thing to do. So what we do is that we actually get brands like Colgate, L'Oreal, Nescafe Dolce Gusto, Whole Kids to jump on board, sponsor our recycling programs and make them free for people to recycle them.
What might seem a bit of a loaded question, or if not a silly one, Gemma, why is today recycling so important?
We think that, keeping waste out of landfill is a number one priority that everyone should be thinking about. So the output that we have in households and schools and businesses can really stack up. And we know that we can already recycle things like cardboard and plastic containers and paper and those kinds of things, but we want to recycle more things. So if you recycle things, instead of going to landfill or incineration, it keeps them in a circular economy so that they can be reused and put into sustainable products and kept out of the rubbish bin.
Like I said before, Gemma, I think I've got quite a few jokes that just keep going around and around as well. They don't seem to get thrown in the bin either. How can we get involved with this latest initiative?
It's really easy. You just need to jump onto terracycle.com.au. That's terracycle.com.au. Create an account, sign up to as many or as few recycling programs as you want, and then start collecting in your home, office or school. Once you've got a box ready, you just need to download a free prepaid shipping label, send it off to us through Australia Post, and it will get recycled. And as I said, what we want people to do is to become public drop-off points. So if you want to take that extra step where anyone can drop off their waste with you, you just need to fill out our easy application form on our website.
It all sounds fairly simple from there, Gemma. I'll let you go to keep sifting through all of those recyclables, and thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Okay, if you'd like to some more details, it is TerraCycle looking after those recyclables for Earth Month. It's 10:25 at 2 in URFM.